由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的朋友，好高兴你今日收听我哋嘅节目。
If you have been following this series of messages, we have been talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
如果你一直喺度听紧我哋呢个系列嘅节目，你就会知道我哋喺度讲紧圣灵嘅果子。
When we open our eyes daily and welcome the Holy Spirit within, our lives begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
当我哋每一日睁开双眼，迎接圣灵进入我哋嘅内心，我哋嘅生命就会开始去结出圣灵嘅果子啦。
The Apostle Paul listed this fruit in a letter to the Galatians.
使徒保罗喺写俾加拉太嘅人嘅信里边列举咗圣灵嘅果子。
Chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
经文呢系记载喺加拉太书五章廿二、廿三节嘅。
We'll read it so as to refresh your memory.
让我读出嚟，帮你去记忆啊。经文咧系记载喺加拉太书五章廿二、廿三节，嗰度系咁讲嘅。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
In our last broadcast, we learned about the foundation fruit, which is love.
在上次的节目里面，我们学了最根本的一种果子，就是仁爱了。
Love as a fruit is what God the Holy Spirit will manifest in us as we get filled with Him every day.
爱就是当圣灵每日充满我们的时候所彰显出来的果子。
Today we shall begin learning about the second fruit of the Spirit.
今日我们开始去学习圣灵的第二种果子。
It is joy.
就是喜乐了。
I want to begin by telling you what someone said about Christianity.
首先呢，我想告诉你听某个人对基督教的看法。
The best argument for Christianity is Christians, he said.
他说基督教最强的说服力呢，就是在于基督徒了。
Their joy
是在于他们的喜乐。
Their certainty
在于他们对信仰的肯定。
Their completeness
在于他们的完全。
However, this person continued also to say,
这个人继续说，但是
But the strongest argument against Christianity is also Christians.
但是最让人对基督教产生反感的亦都是基督徒。
When they are somber and joyless.
当基督徒忧伤没有喜乐的时候。
When they are self-righteous and smug in complacence consecration.
当他们自以为是，同埋当他们为自己的奉献自鸣得意的时候。
Narrow and repressive.
他们思想狭隘，却是要去约束其他人。
He continued to say that at that point, Christianity dies a thousand deaths.
这个人跟着说，到了这个地步，基督教就死了，而且是已经死了千万次。
The world is constantly watching us to see our love, our joy, and our peace.
世人不断地去观察我们，要看看我们所表现的仁爱、喜乐和和平。
Let me give you an example.
让我举一个例子。
In 1983, a very extensive survey was conducted throughout the United States by a leading polling agency.
1983年，有一间好出名的民意调查公司在美国进行了一次非常广泛的调查。
The key question was this.
主要调查的问题是
What are you looking for most in life?
在你的生命当中最多追求的是什么呢？
When the results were tabulated, the analysts were truly surprised.
当统计数据出来的时候，分析家都大吃一惊。
Most of them expected answers such as financial security, success, and so on.
大多数的人预计答案应该是经济保障或者是成功，这些才是生命中最多追求的东西嘛。
But the top three things people wanted in life were as follows.
但是在调查的结果里面，人对生活里面最高的三项需求是
Love, joy, peace, in that order.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，是按着这个次序的。
The first three fruit of the Spirit.
也都刚刚是圣灵果子的前三项。
Please listen to what I'm going to tell you very carefully.
请你仔细听我跟住要讲的。
What the world is desperate for,
这个世界的人去迫切需要的东西，
whether they know it or not,
无论他自己知不知道，
whether they're able to verbalize it or not,
无论他能不能够去讲出来，
what the world is desperately looking for is not more sermons, not more exhortations,
他们极力追求的不是有更多的说教或者是更多的劝告。
But what the world is desperately looking for is the quality of our love and the quality of our joy.
世人迫切寻求的是真正的仁爱和真实的喜乐。
And that was the very mark that distinguished the believers in Jesus Christ from the rest of the Roman Empire.
这个正是当年去区分基督徒和罗马帝国其他人民一个很显著的特征。
Make no mistake about it. What people want to see in Christians is the quality of our joy.
要确实去知道，啲人希望喺基督徒身上睇见嘅就系佢哋真实嘅喜乐。
Although the word joy is mentioned 70 times in the New Testament, yet many Christians use joy and happiness interchangeably.
就算喜乐呢个嘅词语喺新约当中系被提到70几次。但是很多基督徒喜欢交替地去使用喜乐和快乐这两个的词语的。
They use joy and happiness as if they were equivalent concepts.
他们认为喜乐和快乐这两个词它的意义是相同的。
And that is precisely why many Christians are walking around very sad looking.
也都讲明了为什么很多基督徒看上去总是愁眉苦脸的样子。
So many Christians wrongly think that church time is a time to be somber and sad and sour, not a joyful time.
很多基督徒误以为在教会里面应该是忧郁的，是难过的，是酸溜溜的，而不是一个喜乐的时间。
So many Christians wrongly believe that the Christian faith is to walk around looking like being baptized in vinegar.
很多基督徒亦都错误地相信基督教的信仰就好像浸在一个醋情里面一样。
Sometimes we ministers give Christianity bad name.
有时是我们这些传道人使其他人对基督教产生很差的印象。
There's a story that goes something like this.
有一个故事呢是这样讲的。
There was a preacher who was coming into town to hold some meetings.
有个传道人来到一个嘅城市嗰度要去开会。
And a delegation from the church went to pick him up from the train.
教会呢就派咗一啲代表来到火车站去接佢啦。
When they got to the station and the train stopped,A man walked out of the train, and the head of the delegation went up to meet him.
他们来到火车站，架火车已经到了，看到有一个人走出来，那些的代表啊，特别是那位领队呢，就走上前去欢迎他了。
Are you the preacher?
他说，你是不是那位的传道人呢？
And the man said, no, 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 my ulcer makes me look that way.
那个人就说，不是不是，我有胃溃疡而已，所以看来呢，好像是一个传道人那么忧愁。
We often don't have the joy of the Lord on our faces.
通常呢，我们的面上面呢，都没有从主而来的喜乐的。
Happiness and the pursuit of happiness have never made anybody happy.
追求快乐从来都没有让任何人真正快乐过。
I'm going to defend my argument in a minute.
等阵呢，我会再阐述我的观点的。
But listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
但是呢，请你先仔细听我讲啊。
Happiness comes from getting what you want.
快乐是来自得到你所想要的嘢。
And getting what you want will give you temporary happiness.
而得到你想要的嘢呢，只是会俾你暂时的快乐嘅啫。
I am not saying getting what you want doesn't make you happy.
我并唔系话得到你所想要嘅嘢唔会令你快乐。
It does.
你系会快乐嘅。
But getting what you want will give you temporary happiness which will fade away fast.
但系呢个只系非常之短暂嘅快乐，而且好快就会消退啦。
Then what?
咁跟住又系点呢？
Then you want more and more and more.
跟住呢，你就会有更多更多更多嘅欲望啦。
The more you have, the more you want.
你得到越多，你想要嘅就越多。
And the more you want, the more you want more.
你想要越多，你就更加想得到更多。
They tell me that drug addicts and alcoholics, when they start, they cannot stop with the same amount with which they started.
有人话俾我听，吸毒同埋上咗酒瘾嘅人，当佢哋开始吸食同埋开始去饮酒，就唔能够停留喺起初嘅剂量同埋酒嘅份量，一定会越陷越深嘅。
They have to get more and more and more because they need to get higher and higher and higher or get more drunk.
佢哋需要不断去增加剂量，增加饮酒嘅量，越嚟越多。因为他们想更加兴奋，更加沉醉在当中。
It is the same with all human nature.
这个是人性来的。
If happiness is your pursuit, you are never going to be satisfied.
如果你要去追求快乐的话，那你就永远不会得到满足了。
Let me tell you something else about happiness.
让我话俾你听其他关于快乐嘅嘢。
As you continue in your pursuit of happiness, the periods of temporary happiness get shorter and shorter and shorter.
当你不断追求快乐嘅时候，快乐持续嘅时间呢，亦都会越嚟越短嘅。
I will tell you another problem about happiness that comes from getting what you want.
我仲要话俾你听。当你得到所追求的，你虽然有一时的快乐，却是会产生另一个问题。
You constantly have an inner fear that you may lose whatever it is that you have.
你的心底里面会不断地去担心，好怕有一日失去了你所得到的东西。
Now contrast happiness with joy.
但是相比起快乐，喜乐就不同了。
Joy is a fruit.
喜乐是圣灵的果子。
And a fruit comes from the inside, not from the external or the outside.
果子是从里面生长出来的，而不是在外表或者外界那里生出来的。
Joy does not come from things.
喜乐并不是从物质那里来的。
You cannot hang fruit on a tree unless it is fake fruit.
你不能够将果子挂在树上面，除非是一些人造的假的果子。
If you were to hang external fruit on a tree, sooner or later it will rot on the tree.
如果你硬硬将一个果子黐喺树上边，咁迟早佢会喺树上边腐烂。
But real fruit is produced when the nutrients of the tree flows freely to the branch.
但系真正嘅果子生长出嚟，系因为有充分嘅营养被输送去到树枝嗰度。
The real fruit is produced when the inner nourishment flows freely into the blossoms.
真正的果子能够生长出来，是因为内在的养分被输送到花朵那里。
The real fruit is produced when the tree is cultivated and has a healthy connection with the root.
真正的果子能够生长出来，是因为这棵树有了好好的栽种，树根亦都好健康地成长。
It is not surprising, therefore, with what Jesus said.
所以我们对耶稣所讲的说话呢，就不会觉得奇怪了。
Listen carefully, please.
请仔细听下耶稣讲什么。
He was talking about the believers as branches, and he is the tree.
他在讲着信徒是枝子，而他自己就是树了。
John chapter 15, verse 5.
在约翰福音的十五章第五节那里，
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。
He said, abide in me, just like the branch abides in the tree.
他说，常在我里面，就好像树枝时时在树里面一样。
What else did he say?
他还讲了什么呢？
Jesus said, abide in me so that your joy may be complete.
耶稣说，常在我里面，让你们的喜乐得以完全。
Let's read verses 10 and 11 of John 15.
让我读一读约翰福音十五章十同埋十一节俾大家听，是约翰福音十五章十同埋十一节。嗰度话，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And that's where you get that complete joy.
这个就是你可以得到完全喜乐的地方了。
That is where you get that inner contentment.
这个也是你可以得到内在满足的地方。
It is by abiding in Christ.
就是要时时在耶稣基督里面。
Joy is dependent on abiding in Jesus Christ, while happiness is dependent on the outward circumstances of life.
时时在耶稣基督里面就会有喜乐了，而快乐呢，就是从生活的外在条件带来的。
Joy is not dependent on the events in my life.
喜乐并不是取决于你生命里面的遭遇。
Happy events make you happy, sad events make you sad.
但是快乐的事呢，就让你快乐，伤痛的事呢，就令到你好难过。
So happiness is dependent on the events in your life.
所以快乐呢，是取决于你生活当中所发生的事的。
Let's read to you what Paul is saying to the Philippians.
让我将保罗写给腓立比教会的书信读给你听。
Mark it in your Bible.
请你在圣经里面都画出来。
The Apostle Paul commands the Philippians to be joyful. How?
使徒保罗让腓立比教会的人要去喜乐。 点样喜乐呢？
Let's read it.
让我读俾大家听，是腓立比书四章一至到四节。我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。我劝有阿爹和秦都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父恩轭的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉并其余和我一同作工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Paul then continues by reminding them that their joy is not dependent on their circumstances.
保罗不断地提醒他们，喜乐不是来自他们所处的环境。
In Philippians 4, verses 5, 6, and 7,
在腓立比书四章五至七节那里，保罗继续这样讲，他说，你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4 has encouraged millions of people for the past 2,000 years.
在过去的2,000年里面，腓立比书四章已经是鼓舞了千千万万的人了。
It really has been an encouragement to millions of people.
的确是鼓舞了千千万万的人。
I know it has been an encouragement to me, and I know it has been an encouragement to so many of you.
对我来讲是这样，我知道对你们当中很多人来讲都是这样。
Philippians 4 helped many believers to rediscover the real joy of the Lord that is manifested even in the worst of circumstances.
即使是在最恶劣的环境里面，腓立比书第四章都帮助信徒一再这样去发现在主里面所得到的真正的喜乐。
But let me tell you a thing or two about the church in Philippi.
但是让我告诉你一两件关于腓立比教会的事。
Reading the epistle, we may be tempted to think that it was a model church with some minor problems.
读这一卷书信的时候，我们会以为这间是一间的模范教会，只是有一些的小问题而已。
I heard people say, in Galatians, Paul rips the church apart about their legalism.
我听人说，在加拉太书里面，保罗严厉地责备那些死守律法主义的人，差不多想痛打他们一餐。
In the Corinthian church, he tells the church how carnal they are.
在哥林多教会那里，他指责教会是被肉体的情欲控制。
But you go into the Philippians and you think it's a beautiful thing.
但是当我们读腓立比书的时候，你会认为这间教会都挺好啊。
These must be very happy people.
你会想，这些人一定都是很开心的。
The Philippians didn't really seem to have many problems.
腓立比教会表面地看上去，实在是没什么问题的。
Let me tell you a thing or two about the Philippians, but then finish on the next program.
让我告诉你一两件关于这个教会的事，到了下一次的节目，我哋先至去结束呢一个嘅题目。
If you examine the epistle closely, you'll discover that Paul was addressing some very serious problems with that church.
如果你仔细读腓立比书，你会发现保罗在这间教会要处理一些非常严重的问题。
They were anxious about their material needs.
这班人很担心自己物质方面的需要。
They were oppressed by outside forces and felt intimidated by the enemies of the cross.
他们被教会以外的势力压迫，又被同十字架敌对的力量威胁。
They were suffering economic hardships, and yet they were exceedingly generous in supporting Paul's ministry.
他们虽然是面对经济的困难，但是就很慷慨地去支持保罗的事工。
And that is why Paul thanks them for their gift and assures them that his joy does not come from material abundance.
所以呢，保罗就为了他们的馈赠是去感谢他们，同时呢，也都很肯定地告诉他们，他的喜乐不是来自物质的丰富的。
Let us read chapter 4, verses 10 to 14.
让我们读一读腓立比书四章十至到十四节呢，是腓立比书四章十至到十四节，那里是这样讲的：我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能作。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。
But what was even more serious for the Philippians is that because of their suffering, they lost their inner strength.
但是腓立比教会所面对一个更加严重的问题是，因为他们所受的痛苦就失去了内心的力量了。
And this, of course, made them vulnerable to all kinds of sin.
自然呢，就令到他们很容易去犯各样的罪。
Distrust.
包括了不信任啦
，division
分化啦
，jealousy
妒忌啦
，and that is why he commands them to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
呢个就系点解保罗咁样去命令佢哋要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
We are running out of time. In our next broadcast.We will find out what Paul is really saying here.
时间呢就来到了，在我们下次的节目里面呢，我们将会找出保罗在这里所讲的究竟是什么意思呢？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。另外，如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。好了，我们下次节目时间再见啦。愿主祝福你。